I am going to join the blessings of friends. Have you ever given serious consideration to this? Have you ever wished you had more friends, that you had more faithful friends? Have you ever shown yourself to be a friend to someone else? In fact, the Bible tells us that if we have friends, we must show ourselves to be friends. One doesn't have to travel far down the road of life before realizing the need of having sincere friends. It has been said that no man is an island unto himself, and how true that is. Proverbs 17:17, he says, "A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity." The type of friends spoken of in this passage are not found in abundance, but must be cultivated. If you want friends who are totally reliable and trustworthy, and who don't fail you, then you must be that kind of friend to others. Everyone needs friends. This life is filled with hardship and disappointments, and the nature of which demands that we have friends who stand by us in good times or in bad. Do such friends exist? Yes. Everyone can have such friends in life, but true friendship do not develop down on a one-way street. One must be worthy of his friends. And if you perhaps wonder sometimes why you do not have true friends, you perhaps would do well to remember Proverbs 18:24. "A man that hath friends must show himself friendly." And the rest of the verse says, "There is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother." We all need friends who surpass the standard and are friends who stick closer than a brother. In John 15:13, Jesus said, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." The greatest friend any of us will ever have is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We often sing the song, "What a friend we have in Jesus." Yet so often, we fail to realize the meaning of the song. Blessings of friendship with the Christ are innumerable. He has already died in our behalf, and in the words of the song, "Can you find a friend so faithful?" Amazingly beautiful thing is that when one accepts the friendship of Christ in this life, it opens vistas of numerous friendships with others who are already friends with the Anointed One. Surely, every Christian enjoys relationships with other friends who meet every standard of what a true friend should be. All the blessings of friendship with the friends of Jesus. What a blessing that is. However, we all need to take stock, to take inventory of our own lives and see if we are being such a friend to other people. Are you thought of by another as being a friend that sticketh closer than a brother? Surely we ought not to want in life what you are willing or were rather unwilling to give. Just as we need friends to surpass the standard, there are others depending on us to surpass that standard for them. Each Christian is to strive to be more Christ-like. It has been said that we are Christ in miniature. Simply put, that means we can only be a copy of Jesus on a much reduced scale. We can never measure up to the example of Christ, but we can strive to do our best at least to be like him on a smaller scale. In John 11:35, we read that Jesus wept. The question is, why did he weep? He was to Lazarus a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. The Jews, seeing Jesus weep, openly said, "Behold how he loved him." Ah, yes. The blessings of friendship with Jesus and his friends are innumerable.